You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
I enjoyed doing today's show. It was nostalgic for me with Zaslow, but I want to bring in our best critic, Juju, here, because if I have some self-examination to do today, I don't think I talked nearly enough about Siakam taking over that team from Halliburton and putting Milwaukee in a questionable spot. So give me just some basketball analysis. I don't think we did enough of it off of last night, because Dallas won a huge game against the Clippers team nobody trusts. And those two playoff teams, Juju, Milwaukee and the Clippers, are the two teams that you look at and you say, maybe they win a championship, but I don't trust them.
Right. They exactly what happened last night is why the Clippers are sometimes considered fool's gold, in my opinion. Salute to the Brody, salute to Kawhi and the LA guys, but Paul George, playoff P. I mean, we need him to do a little bit more. Now, salute to playoff P for hitting that shot at the buzzer. That covered a lot of bets across the nation of these United States of America with DraftKings.com. But you're going to need to do a little bit more than that in the playoffs. And I feel like the pressure that Luka and Kyrie was feeling to be the men in that game one, P.J. Washington, even Lively stepped up. The supporting cast was what helped the Mavericks last night get across the hump. And the supporting cast from the Clippers, they just fell up a little short.
Are you getting mad at the referees dragging everything into the mud?
Yes, I am. It's like, bruh, I can see the call. We can see the calls from here. I don't know where Secaucus or whatever the calls going back to New Jersey, Tom Haberstroh. Like, we need the calls to come in quicker, like as quick as possible. Cause who cares about the time matters, but not as much. But put 10 seconds, extra seconds up just for the inconvenience.
You're really changing the rules there. What are you nodding back there to, Chris Cody? Juju's he's coming right in here, and he's changing the entire replay center, and he's stealing the idea from Haberstroh. But, it's not stolen. When you credit him, it's not stolen.
Now, I was just saying, I don't know who they call in the booth to talk to. I don't know if he's in the booth or what. I'm not sure if this is his idea or not, but salute to my brother wherever he is.
All right, you were just saluting. All right, you were just saluting Haberstroh because you thought it was good to salute him there. Fair enough.
Yeah.
What did we do well and what did we do poorly today?
Ah, man. First off, I missed yesterday, so I want to say to Mark out there, at Libertard Show fan, happy birthday, brother. One of our biggest supporters out there. That's a blight on our end. We didn't bring up that brother yesterday.
All right, hold on just a second. Hold on.
And happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
The highest honor. Absolutely. And today, I mean, no. I'm gonna stay on yesterday because accountability. Here I am. I preach accountability. I was wrong, Dan. The audience has let me know. I do not get the show. They love their sports talk, but they also love the hijinks as well. And I'm coming to Miami tonight. And the first thing I'm gonna do tomorrow on the show is I'm gonna walk my ass to that ocean, Kaseya Center in traffic, because I was wrong. Audience, you were right. I apologize.
I don't know, but what are you apologizing for? I don't even understand what's happening.
No, I said that the show could stand more sports takes and more sports. And the audience in my mentions was like, Jew, we love you, but we like the hijinks. We actually do want to hear about the cupcakes, and we do want to hear them fake argue. So,
no, it's not. No, but you've got us fake arguing when we have some genuine office politics that some people can relate to, because things, funny personalities spill into the crevices here. Did you hear today Chris Cody, how he's yelling at somebody in a road rage incident? Like, cheaters right. never prosper. How does that feel to you as trash talk?
Terrible trash talk. It's been a lot of trash talk, bro. I mean, I know it's in the spur of the moment. If that's what you had, it wasn't terrible. So
it wasn't good. It wasn't
good. It's an old man I'm arguing with.
It wasn't fighting words is what I mean. It wasn't like something that was going to get that brother out of his truck and on your ass. So I think that it was just good enough.
Can you guys get for me the video that we did not get to during the show today that I meant to, of Udonis Haslam talking about the toughness of Goran Dragic? I want to play this video for Juju before we get out of here. But so you've apologized to the audience. And
yeah.
Juju, this is the thing. Look, we've got attention around here. People want the show that they want. So right now, Miami Heat fans want us to do a certain kind of show, and people who love our show are tired of Heat talk. They don't want any more Heat talk. They've done too much Heat talk, but I'm going to do the show I want to do, and that's the show that our guys and our people want to do, outside of Jessica, who wants to hate on the Heat, and then everyone can laugh at our tears. But let's play this video real quick for Juju before I ask him a couple of more questions. Here's Udonis Haslam talking about Goran Dragic.
This got his tooth knocked out. Was it Atlanta?
Well, Atlanta and Detroit. Detroit, when I got it, then I threw it to the ref. You remember?
He threw his tooth at the ref. That's when I said, I like this. I was like, I like this.
I was dribbling.
The goon.
I was dribbling, and the guy hit me with his elbow. I'm like, oh, God damn it. So I spit the tooth in my hand.
Yeah.
And I showed the ref, my call a foul, and throw the tooth.
Dude, it was too fat to rough. That's what I was like. I was like 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. I'm with this ball.
Salute to the OG, man. You got to love it, man. Got to love it.
Any other critiques? What did we do poorly today, Juju?
Oh, my God. I thought you would never ask. Salute to my brother. You are my brother in Christ and whoever else you believe in. But Roy is a damn liar. He is the biggest lie that has come out of Florida today. I don't know if Trump done said something today or not, but so far, Roy is the biggest liar on today's date. What's today's date? The April 24th in Florida. Roy is the biggest liar of to date. Don't give a damn if you bring your ass in here or not.
How so?
Because... How in the hell are you in overtime against your Tampa Bay Lightning?
Not mine.
You know what I mean. Look, you are deflecting already. How are you in overtime against them and you don't feel no kind of nervousness, no kind of pressure at all? You just even kill. And then you say when the Panthers win, you give a little, man, I beg to differ. The chicken should have came out on your ass then, John.
Juju, we won the last 11 overtime games.
And you lost the last 100 World Stanley Cups, so I don't give a damn what you say. You're nervous in that overtime. This is your opportunity.
We've been in two Stanley Cup finals.
What's happening?
How old was Claire in those two?
Claire was, negative?
Exactly. I rest my case, Dan.
Okay, and this is a problem, though, Juju, because the chickens need to come out on Roy. Roy is a sociopath as a sports fan. It doesn't make any sense. If playoff hockey doesn't move you, you are a rock that does not have emotion. Like,
right.
Listen, I keep everything internal, all right? You never know my mood when you see me, all right?
Brother. You got a hockey show. We need that emotion to transfer into some viral clips, or this hockey show can take off the ground. Too stoic. You gotta get the folks what they want, brother.
Emotion.
No, Roy, I think that Juju is right that when he clamors, you're sitting here apologizing for something that I hear that is more and more of a critique of our show, Juju, that the show doesn't care about sports the correct way. That you have to care as if you're dying with sports, and Roy's out here saying playoff hockey. No, I'm immune.
Right. What is that?
That's me.
Saying?
That's me as a person in general. That's me, stoic Roy Bellamy. That's me.
Soulless.
Soulless. I mean, I have a soul.
You don't have a soul.
I woke up today.
I can't believe I'm listening to this black on black crime, and I'm accusing you of not having a soul.
It's criticism, Dan.
You don't have a soul.
You don't. It's settled. You don't have a soul. Moving on. Transition.
All right, see you
guys
later.
The last thing I would. You're soulless. But with friends like y'all, who needs enemies? Holy moly. Y'all done exposed Stugot's deepest, darkest crimes
on air. That one hurt. That one hurt. That
I'm
hurt.
Listening. I'm like, oh, my goodness.
That hurt.
Stop.
That hurt.
I regret reading the third line.
Yes. Yeah.
She was. You guys accused me of doing it without her knowledge. No. She was aware of it, but I do just feel bad.
No, and you know what's going to happen there, right? He's going to get his feelings hurt, and guess whose fault it's going to be? Guess whose fault that one's going to be?
Sorry, Dano.
Yeah. Great.